You're so welcome. Thanks so much for reaching out. We appreciate it.
Well, I'm so excited. This is actually one of my favorite festivals, is the Fringe Festival.
Mine too.
Well, that's a good thing then. The 2024 Edmonton Fringe Theatre Festival starts August 15th, runs for 10 days at various venues. Usually there's a theme. Is there a theme for this year?
You betcha. The theme this year is Find Your Fringe. So we are encouraging Fringers to find their passion for live theatre, to find that jaw-dropping moment of wow when you witness an outdoor performer juggling chainsaws, to find your inner child at Kids Fringe, our festival for our littlest Fringers. There's so many ways to fringe, and everyone does it in their own way.
You mentioned the Kids Fringe. What can families look forward to at the Kids Fringe this year?
Kids Fringe is so near and dear to our hearts. It is our festival for our littlest Fringers, ages 12 and under, and all of our activities at Kids Fringe are available to families for free. So this year we have everything from theater for young audiences to hands-on activities to sensory tents to crafts and games, you name it. But we are so excited to welcome families to Kids Fringe again this year.
And there are the buskers outside, there are the shows inside, but tell us a little bit more about the Indigenous curated and Indigenous centered performance series.
Absolutely. We are so incredibly grateful to collaborate with our Indigenous director, MJ Belcourt, who works with artists local to Treaty 6 in the Métis homeland to elevate Indigenous voices and to celebrate the stories of our artists in our community. And this year, you will find Indigenous artists across the entire festival experience, whether it's on stage inside a venue, at Kids Fringe, on our outdoor stage as part of our music series. We are so excited to uplift those voices and to celebrate those their artistry. You will also find a Mikuwap out on site, so we will have a place for community to gather, to learn about ceremony and traditional medicines, and to engage in community conversation.
What tips do you have? This is how I fringe. So we usually go and we see whatever time we get there, it's whatever show is starting, whatever show is closest to us, and we go, and then we spend the whole day and we do that. What would you say is the best way to fringe for someone that's never done it?
Okay, if you have never fringed before, we have this incredible, helpful tool on our website that's called the Fringe Magic 8 Ball. We know that choosing from more than 216 theater performances can be a very daunting task, but if you give that little Magic 8 Ball a shake, it will pick a show at random for you. And one of the best ways to experience Fringe is to just take a creative risk. Try something you've never tried before. You know, you might see a show that you love. You might see a show that maybe isn't your genre, but either way, you're going to walk out with an incredible story. And we truly just recommend get in there, give it a shot, you know, and to explore the outdoor site, of course, too, from our outdoor performers to our walk-by buskers to our vendors where you can grab a delicious Fringe treat or maybe an artisanal keepsake to take home with you. Truly, there's something for everyone. Tickets go on sale August 7th, Wednesday at 12 noon, but our program guides, which is your essential tool for planning your fringe, goes on sale today.
Perfect. And we can get them from the website?
You bet. If you head over to fringetheater.ca, you can see a list of all of our retailers, and our tickets will be available online starting next week.
Awesome. We will get that link up on our website too, ravenradio.ca. Megan, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks so much. We'll see you at the festival.